Good morning in this 4th of July weekend. A special welcome to Deacon Nelson Sousa. He's one of our parishioners who was ordained a deacon along with Deacon Larry 3 years ago, and he's been assigned to the cathedral for the last 3 years, but this weekend begins his assignment here at the Madeleine with he and us and with Sarah and their children. So. And another special welcome to Jane Smith, to welcome home today. Good to have you back here with us today for the Sunday Mass. And it is good for me to be home as well. I have been away. For our guest, I've been away for about 3 weeks. I have been on pilgrimage in Spain, the Way of St. James, the Camino de Santiago, the place where the relics of St. James the Apostle are supposed to be present. I did this to mark more than 20 years as a priest and also to do penance. In the 21 years as a priest, I've not always been the priest that you and others deserve. And I've not always been the priest that the Lord has called me to be. So I left in early June and returned this last Thursday. And little did I know that you were tracking my events, my path so closely. If you see in the foyer all the things there, I think the NSA has nothing on you here at the Madeleine. My step by step, I'm being tracked. But thank you for your prayers, your support, for the intentions that you entrusted to me. I traveled between 240 and 250 miles in 18 days, officially 242, but I think if you add in the times I got lost and the detours, it's probably at least 245 in that area. And it was a greater challenge on many levels than I ever expected. And my thanks to the priest who substituted while I was away. And also condolences to the families whose loved ones died from our parish in the last few weeks, for the family of Dave Anthony and also for Keisha Morgan, that they may rest in peace. We continue to pray and condolences to their families. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. While I was on pilgrimage in Spain, I noticed that the landscape in some places could not be more different from Oklahoma. In place, it's rather mountainous, heavily forested, and it rains a lot even in the summer. In other places, it looks quite familiar. The land is more flattened out and with endless fields of wheat. And an unexpectedly familiar sight greeted me one afternoon at a crossroads out in the country. The stop sign had been blasted by a shotgun. And I realized, oh, they have rednecks here too. People using road signs for target practice. And I passed through mostly rural farming country. And another unexpectedly familiar sight was the number of John Deere tractors that I saw working the land. Now, if I had traveled at an earlier period of history, and there's people been going on pilgrimage to Santiago since the 9th century, instead of John Deere tractors, there would have been people plowing their fields with beasts of burden, such as oxen. An ox is, think of it if you've not seen one, it's an extremely large cow, bred specifically to pull a heavy load, like a wagon or a plow. And usually what people would do in that time would take two oxen, they would pair them side by side and put a heavy wooden beam to attach them to their necks, called a yoke, in which that's where the oxen would bear the weight of the load they were pulling. That's an image that Jesus uses in today's gospel, one that's very familiar and beautiful words from Matthew today. When Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These beautiful words are offered as part of a prayer to God the Father in how the Son reveals the Father to others. For Jesus knows that oxen are not the only ones who have a yoke. They're not the only ones who carry a burden. People do as well. And in the time of Jesus, they included tenant farmers who were living under the burden of the whim of the landowners. They included ordinary people living under the burden of an elite and often distant religious class, the Pharisees and the temple priests in Jerusalem, who interpreted God's commandments for them. And they also included the people of Israel as a whole, living under the burden of the Roman Empire with its taxes and its army of occupation. So Jesus offers an alternative. He offers himself. A yoke that's easy, a burden that's light. Beautiful words. But you know, if you're thinking about it, if you're going to kind of push this a little bit farther, wouldn't no burden be better than an easy one? Wouldn't no yoke at all be better than one that is light? We have a tendency, I think, particularly as Americans, to resist anything that we perceive as a restriction upon our freedoms. That the 4th of July, that's what it's about, the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, celebration of throwing off the burdens to personal liberty. And many in our culture today, they perceive religious belief and the commitments that come with it as a type of burden, a threat to personal autonomy and independence. So religious practice is either abandoned altogether and replaced with a vague notion about God, or religious belief is changed to conform with one's personal taste and comfort zone. But those familiar and beautiful words of Jesus remain nonetheless. They're a prayer to reveal God to us in an invitation. If you want true peace, if you want true rest and comfort from the burdens you carry, you want to experience God at the fullest, then there is a yoke to take on. Not one of the weak living at the whim of the strong, not one of distant and out of touch religious authorities proclaiming rules and regulations, not one of the powerful imposing their will upon all they can. Rather, this yoke is taking on the life of Jesus in our life, as our own life. For every one of us, we have burdens that we carry. Whether they're our fear, our anxiety, our shame for our sins, our physical infirmities, or living at the whim of others. So Jesus offers an invitation to lay these down, to let him carry them with us and for us. They have the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead, as St. Paul puts it, to dwell in us. Jesus is the one that we take on, not as restrictions to our freedom, but to be freed from our fear, from our anxiety, from our burdens, to live a life joined to his to ours, and ours to one another as his body, the church. And what better image that we have than the one today of the king entering into Jerusalem, not on a war horse, not in a chariot, but on a donkey. As the prophet Zechariah tells us, that image that is not about power and prestige, but one of humility, the one that takes place on Palm Sunday, when Jesus enters into Jerusalem. For our lives are joined to that of Jesus, beginning in baptism, renewed and strengthened in the Eucharist, and lived out in prayer, lived out in the liturgy, lived out in the actions of service, of mercy, of forgiveness, of charity, and of love. Our lives are also joined to one another. Through Jesus, we're yoked or joined together as his church. And I had the unexpected blessing to rediscover, or maybe to experience in a new way, this union while on pilgrimage. Because one of the challenges that I faced before going in, because being an introvert, am I going to allow people to walk with me? Especially strangers who don't speak English. Am I going to allow them that we walk together? Well, it turned out that the route that I chose, and there are many different routes to go to Santiago, is one that is far less traveled than the one, if you've seen the movie The Way. I was not on that route. I was on one there are far fewer people. In fact, most days I was completely by myself when I left the hostel until I arrived. So there was no one else to walk with or to talk with. So there was a lot of silence. There's a lot of solitude, which turned out to be very beneficial. But I soon realized that I was walking with a great many people. Not literally, but figuratively. You were walking with me. Those of you who particularly were praying for me every day. Those of you who had entrusted me with intentions to pray for you, for your families, for whatever it may have been. I was not alone. And in this way, experienced anew the fabric of the church. The true life of the church is not about rules allegedly restricting freedom. Rather, it's the living flesh of the body of Christ. Our lives joined to his to ours, and ours to each other. And there's our comfort. There's our rest. There's our freedom. And that's what kept me going when I thought about ending the pilgrimage early and coming home. And that happened more than once. In fact, it happened within the first hour that I arrived, not walking, but the first hour I arrived in Madrid, within an hour I was robbed on the subway. I had my pocket picked. So they got my credit card, my ATM card, some cash, my little priest certificate card. So there goes any chance of going to the cathedral and saying, oh, here I'm a priest, I want to suit up and, you know, stand at the altar. They didn't get my phone or my passport. But at that moment, I thought quite seriously about pushing the ejection button. This isn't going to work out. I think I need to get on the next plane to America. I don't care where in America, just back to America. A friend of mine told me before I left on the pilgrimage that it would not be what I expected. At times, I realized that she was right. And sometimes I wondered if these words were prophetic or maybe they were some kind of a curse, particularly after I had been robbed. But courtesy of my family and Western Union, I was able to receive enough money periodically to pay for food, to pay for a place to stay in the hostels. Now, on a tight budget, that meant that there was no impulse buying along the way. And other times, I also, especially early on, I doubted whether I was physically able to go on the next day. But that yoke, that being joined together as one with you and with Christ, kept me going. And the longer that I walked, the easier it got physically. So thank you. For true and complete freedom, along with the fullness of life, they're not found within ourselves alone. They're found in Jesus, in our communion that we share with him and with each other as the living church. That's the joyful message of the gospel that we are invited into and challenged to live and to share with others each day. We are to be missionaries of this message, but we can't share with others what we don't have and experience ourselves. That's why these familiar and beautiful words from Jesus today are a comfort, they are a blessing, they are an invitation, they are a challenge. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light.